Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at golo.com. That's golo.com. Again, golo.com.
All right, now I have a quick theory. Darren Gant's going to join us in about 10 minutes. Quick theory as to why so many people freaked out at the Panthers' 27-0 loss to the Jets. The Panthers just had the first pick in the draft. I'm going to play a little bit of hyperbole here. They just won the coaching staff lottery. And they're coming off the biggest train wreck of a head coaching tenure, maybe since Steve Spurrier in Washington. We all know Spurrier's a legendary college coach, but he went to the NFL with all this bravado, and he stunk. And he was he's a great football coach, and it just didn't go well, so he got out of it. He lasted 1 year with Washington before bailing. Matt Rhule was an awful, awful decision, and it worked out as it probably should have. But there are so many expectations for the Panthers to be good, have gotten the quarterback right, have gotten the head coaching staff right, and you contrast that from where they were, and everybody is looking for a night versus day reaction. And sometimes there is dawn and sometimes there is dusk. And it's just not going to be that stark right away.
No.
So I think therein lies some of the problem for Panthers fans. So when they see a lot of the things that they have seen in the past, why can't we block? Why can't we be creative offensively? Again, it is just a preseason game, and we should all be able to process that. I think that there is so much desire from the fan base to be a real football team who does really cool things.
Like win.
Right. Well, yes, like win. But also, how you get to that point. I said this last year. I think the Panthers are very good defensively with the potential to be great. Is their defensive line great? I don't know. I don't think so. I think the defensive line is good. I think that certainly Brian Burns can be an elite player. I don't know that he has been that elite player just yet. Not that Madden ratings are the judge of this. But what was he, 15th among edge rushers in the Madden rankings? Again, I'm not saying that that's the be-all. But when the Madden ratings came out, we talked to a gaming expert, right?
Mike.
Right, Mike.
Mike Straw.
And Mike pointed out how much actual scouting and evaluation goes into their rankings. Again, I'm not saying that that's the reason or anything. Maybe Brian Burns hasn't yet crossed over into that category of, oh my gosh, he's a headache on every play. He just hasn't. Maybe this is the year where he does that. Maybe this is the year where the Panthers are good enough on the defensive line to create more of that impact from him. Maybe he gets somebody on the other side. By the way, you know who was ranked ahead of Brian Burns in the Madden rankings?
Who's that?
Hassan Reddick.
Oh.
Remember him 2 years ago? Reddick had a big year. He just had a big year for the Philadelphia Eagles. Right?
He did.
Played in the Super Bowl. So, I'm not sure the Panthers are as good defensively as they need to be to kind of cover for an offense that will have some growing pains, still is probably a playmaker or two short on at receiver, maybe even running back. So there is going to have to be some level of patience that the fan base just isn't willing to extend.
Too eager. You got to calm down.
Right. But again, I think it has been such a long time. Theoretically, the first half of the 2018 season isn't that long ago. It isn't. But that was the last time the Panthers looked at their team and went, yeah, we can be something.
This is exciting.
Right. By that point, I think they were sort of almost done with Cam. Remember, he had two seasons that were marred by injury. And then in the first, they were 6-2 going to that Pittsburgh game on Thursday night. And it looked like, Cam is starting to resemble the Cam of old. The ball had some zip. The offense was a little bit different. Wasn't quite the same as it was when they went to the Super Bowl. It was a little bit more pass, short pass oriented. More conservative, to be honest. And then he got hurt. And It's been
what it's been.
Since then.
Yeah.
All right. So that's just my theory as to why people were bent out of shape over 27-0 over a game that will not matter a single bit.
No.
On September 10th at Atlanta.
It doesn't mean it's an indication of the year.
Right,
just let them work the kinks out.